第二周，星期六 ，Test Two。
Conversation One.
What do you want to do tonight?
How about going to the movies? I should be home from work at 5:20. Then we can go out and eat, and then to the movies.
What do you want to see?
There's a good one at the cinema. Let's see the ad in the newspaper.
It starts at 6:30. I don't think we can get there in time to see the beginning. How about the one at the New State Cinema? That starts at 7.
No, I don't like Tom Cruise. You know that.
Well, there's one with Zelda Jones and Tom Hanks that starts at 6:50. Maybe we can go to that.
No, I've already seen it. Maybe we should just stay home and watch TV.
There's a Julia Roberts movie on TV. How does that sound?
Yeah, let's just stay home and watch that. Then we can go out Friday night.
Did you forget that Alan and Catherine are coming to dinner that night? In addition, we probably couldn't get a babysitter Friday. There's a school dance.
Okay, I hope Saturday is all right. Do we have anything planned for then?
No, Saturday is fine. And there's a good movie starting on Saturday, too.
Good. I'm going to play bowling Saturday morning, but I'll be home by 2 p.m. Then we can go out for a big dinner and to the movies, if nothing else comes up.
I'm sure we'll be able to. It's so nice to share the wonderful romantic movie with my darling.
It's the same to me. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What are the two speakers mainly talking about? Question 20. Why does the man refuse to watch the movie which starts at 7 at the New State Cinema? Question 21. What will the speakers do on Friday night, probably? Question 22. What will the man do Saturday morning?
Conversation 2.
I have recently read a book on signals and words. I learned a lot about signals used in conversation.
It sounds quite interesting. What have you learned about that?
It says that with the development of behavioral sciences, researchers find that the importance of speech has been overestimated.
How interesting. I only know that speech is quite important in communication.
It's true, but it's not the only means of communication. Maybe it's the most conscious way in communication.
Then, what other means can we use to communicate?
Well, it's possible that we are unconsciously sending out messages with our every action.
Yes, you mean we communicate a lot with our bodies. We send out messages when we move, sit, stand, and whatever we do with our hands and our heads.
That's absolutely correct. Just imagine a few people sitting in a waiting room. One is drumming his fingers on his briefcase, another keeps rubbing his hands together, and another is biting his fingernails.
Excellent examples. These people actually aren't talking, but they are saying a lot, if we happen to know the language they are using.
Right. I can't agree with you more. There are also two most telling forms of behavior. One is driving a car. The other is playing games, such as card games or chess. It is interesting to note a person's reaction to stress in these situations and aggressive behavior in others.
If he easily becomes angry, excited, passive, or resentful when driving or playing, we may have a clue to his personality.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Oh, here comes the bus. Let's be quick. Our language class is about to begin in 15 minutes.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 23. What kind of book has the man read recently?
Question 24. Why does the woman mention that group of people in a waiting room? Question 25. Why is playing games a very telling form?